The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, April the 6th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled The 50th Anniversary of ABBA Winning the Eurovision Song Contest. And the time is 7:52 a.m. here in the UK, making it 2:52 a.m. over on the west coast of America, and 8 minutes before Saturday on the west coast of America, 11:52 p.m. Friday. So welcome to all of you wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so now let's move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. First up, Fockham Hall Radio Show from last Monday that you can find on the fockhamhallradio.com website. Just click the BitChute link on the website for the show entitled Killing Fields, presented by Eric von Essex with guests Chris the Gardener and Mark Byford, which was an entertaining chat, although I was sad to hear that Chris the Gardener's wife has just been diagnosed with cancer, so please include her in your prayers. Next, a couple of days ago, Dr. Patrick Slattery had Philbert Applebag on, who discussed the CIA, the Carter election, along with many other topics. And you can find that show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Patrick Slattery from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, and it will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Next, the comment of the week, and this is from a Before It's News article entitled, "All of this is happening on April the 8th. Insane. You need to know this, Jim Staley." And here is the comment from Anonymous. "Nothing will happen on April the 8th, except more bullshit on Trash BIN. Next, that show I didn't listen to last week from Before It's News, White Hat Emergency Messages. Archangel Michael says there are no white hats. Reptilian says there are no white hats, only grey hats. Pleadian Commander Hakan says Donald Trump is dead." And as I always say, go figure. Next, my favourite show of the week, which actually aired on Friday, March the 29th. So a week and a day ago, but I hadn't heard it until after I recorded last Saturday's show, although I mentioned it as something I had queued up to listen to, and that was the first hour of the Jeff Rentz programme from Friday, March 29th, featuring his regular first hour Monday guest Don Jeffries in their most personal show I have ever heard. They talked about childhood difficulties, and whilst the show is called The Great Bridge Collapse and More, they never got to the Baltimore Bridge Collapse, thank goodness, as the content they delivered resulted in a very interesting hour of radio that I felt I could relate to. And finally, every week I'm going to endeavour to listen to a show I have never heard before and report on it here. This week from YouTube, Our Thing Podcast with Sammy the Bull Gravano, which has dominated my listening this week. Now, I have read many books on the Mafia, but this podcast series is one of the most interesting repositories of Mafia history that I have ever discovered. Sammy the Bull Gravano was John Gotti's underboss and the highest ranking mafia member ever to cooperate with the government. He failed to go straight, although he disputes that after that, and was sent back to prison in 2002 and released in 2017. He began this podcast in 2020. There are 5 seasons totaling just under 21 hours, and I have listened to them all since last week's show. Well, I don't like to tell you any lies, folks. I thought I would have listened to them all by now, but I'm actually on the last episode. I think I've got less than 10 minutes left because the last episode is quite short. What it was there were other bits and pieces outside of the Our Thing podcast that he did here and there, you know, recordings and what have you, and I downloaded them and listened to them yesterday, sort of jumped ahead, if you like. The last episode I'm still on is the toughest decision of my life. It's only 19 minutes 28 seconds, but I was interested in his time inside the ADX Supermax, because that's apparently the most brutal prison in America, from what I've heard, in the sense that everyone's in isolation, they're all locked up, and he described what it was like in there. Roy DeMeo, I think he's becoming a serial killer, was another audio I listened to of his. Roy DeMeo was a notorious sadistic mafia killer, supposed to have killed over 200 people. There's a book called Murder Machine about him. I think that might have even been made into a film. And then Sammy Talks Ecstasy Case. Now, this is only just under 5 minutes. And he basically says that although he went to prison for 15 years after he cooperated with the government for this criminal activity involving ecstasy, he claims that he copped that because otherwise his son, who was the prime person involved, as I understood the recording, would have got 45 years. And instead, if he agreed to do time, then his son would only get 9 years. So he agreed to do time. Apparently, he only lent them the money. He wasn't involved in the operation. And finally, the murder of Willie Boy Johnson. Now, I remember John Gotti was actually, you might be able to find this on the internet, he was asked about Willie Boy Johnson, who disappeared because they were on trial together, and he made some comment, oh, I don't know where he is, you know, things happen and all this sort of stuff. Obviously, everyone knew that he bumped him off, but it talks about how that happened with Willie Boy Johnson. So it's just sort of names that I recognised, I thought I'd look into. I don't think I'll be listening to it for a second time. There was some quite disturbing stuff. But as someone who's read lots of different mafia books over the years, there was a great deal of information in here that I'd never heard anywhere else. And you're not going to get someone more higher ranking than this guy alive. You know, he was number 2 to John Gotti, who of course has now passed away. And the mafia pretty much fell apart after that because, as I've always suspected, and this guy confirms, John Gotti essentially ruined the mafia. He destroyed it through his own vanity. Because you look at people who preceded him, like Paul Castellano and Carlo Gambino, and they were very... I mean, Paul Castellano, who, of course, John Gotti famously assassinated to take the boss's job, he did have a big house built on Staten Island that was known as the White House, and it was some absolute mansion. But his predecessor, Carlo Gambino, lived a very modest life. He lived in a very small house, didn't flaunt anything, and this was the way that they always did it, to stay, you know, not to draw attention to themselves in the eyes of the government. But, of course, Castellano got more extravagant with his house. But what really pushed it was John Gotti with all his flash suits and his smart remarks and getting on Time magazine. The government couldn't put up with that for too long. And I think that's what consequently destroyed the mafia. But as he was a boss, people couldn't question him. Although, of course, the previous boss they killed. So it's all very odd. But I enjoyed going through it and listening to it and finally putting the mafia stuff to bed for me. But let's have a look at what I've got queued up to give you some ideas. Still mafia based, there's another guy who does podcasts. You might have heard of him, Michael Francesi. He was someone in the mafia. I don't know if he cooperated or if he just came out and did a podcast. I think I saw one podcast where him and Sammy the Bull Gravano get into some heated argument because I think he accused Sammy the Bull of being a rat, and Sammy the Bull says, well, I only ratted because Gotti was going to make me do all the time and all this sort of stuff and walk free himself, etc., etc., etc. But another person that some of you may be familiar with is Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman. There's actually a film called The Iceman about him. He's another guy who claims to have killed like 200 odd people. But if you look at his Wikipedia page, that's very much disputed. He was, even the author of his book, I think Philip Carlo did the book. He actually even admitted afterwards that he thought a lot of his stuff he was just making up. But Michael Franchesi, was the Iceman based on a true story? What happened to Richard Kuklinski? So I found that, and that is, again, one of these short things, 22 minutes. At the top of Rents.com yesterday was a Martin Armstrong video with Greg Hunter. So Greg Hunter, the interviewer, USAWatchdog.com, I believe. Biden 8% approval means panic war. So I thought, well, I'll cue that up because Jeff's put it on the top of his site, so presumably worth listening to. Then there was a show, I always like these shows, downloaded every one, Hagman Report with Steve Quayle. But recently it's been getting samey, and I'm sick and tired of all this constant pushing of products. It really gets on my nerves. Now, I understand that people have to, they have certain things that they sponsor, but when they're telling you that the world's going to end any minute and then they're still trying to sell you something, it's kind of, you just think, this is bullshit. It's just bullshit, you know. One or the other, dude, or separate the two out. Have some adverts on your site, but stop, keep pushing it on shows. I find it offensive, to be quite honest. So I'm going to give them another go, but I've avoided the last few. But if I get any sense of this stuff being pushed, it's going to be turned off and deleted off my phone. End off. Thursday, Paul English had Eli James on for a show. And they're both friends of mine, so I'm going to listen to that at some point. Then Mark Collette and Laura Towner. Free Sam Melia demo, political prisoner update. And that's off the Mark Collette BitChute channel. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. I'm going to have that to listen to later, see what's going on, not just with Sam Melia, but also I believe Sven Longshank should be coming up for release soon. He got 2.5 years last May. Now, it gets confusing because sometimes they're generally let out halfway through their sentence with good behaviour, but sometimes it can be even earlier than that. And I think Laura Towler was hoping that her husband, who got 2 years, would be released after 8 months. So it could be that Sven Longshanks gets out earlier. And of course, I'm watching that space because on the Limish show every Monday, we do our section, the people who failed to join Sven Longshanks in prison and how they did it. And that's one that we're going to end once he has been released. And finally, gave the rightstuff.biz TDS show. I'm going to give that another go. Friday show, Bomb the Concrete Steps. So these are the six things that I've got queued up. And I hope that this is of interest to you. That's the only reason I talk about them, to give you ideas of things to listen to, because I always find over the weekend there is less and less out there. But let's close up with some headlines from independent news websites. So I haven't looked at any of the independent news today. So we'll start off looking at RT, and I'm on Google Chrome. I'm generally on Brave Browser, but anyone who runs that might have noticed this week, if you open any page that has a YouTube link in it, it crashes the whole browser. And I found out online that's what's doing it. And the only way you can do it is to disable the shields on all the ads popping up, and that's the only thing worth having Brave for. So I'm only opening certain things in a Brave browser at the moment, so I'm using Google Chrome instead, and there's no word from Brave when they're going to fix this, but it is annoying. US preparing for inevitable Iranian attack, that's according to media. Saw that yesterday, so that's RT, and I'm actually on Brave. So RT works on Brave, so I'm going to switch to Google Chrome because I don't want this to crash while I'm doing the show. Although before, it's news.com generally helps it along its way with all its pop-ups and what have you. Like, please subscribe, you know. So we're on rents.com instead now. Let's see what's up at the top of the website on the, after I scroll down to the headline news section. The top one here, US-Ukraine mass drone attack hits Russian Air Force base that's home to Tu-95 and Tu-22 nuclear bombers. At least 6 Russian planes destroyed, 8 damaged, 20 killed. Why won't Putin crush Ukraine and end the war? And then we've got some more things here about that. Musk afraid that Biden could unfold World War III over his stupidity. John Kerry's daughter says billions of humans must die for the new world order. Now this is a new, this is a People's Voice clip. They've got their Rumble channel. I've mentioned them a few times. I listened to that a couple of times. It's interesting how they all follow each other into it with the nepotism with this lot, isn't it? But yeah, that's a quick video. So you can go to rents.com and get that on BitChute, or you can go to the People's Choice Rumble channel. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioshow.com. See what's going on over here. Again, it's the top story. I saw this yesterday. US will not interfere if Iran attacks Israel. And then Iran notifies US of intent to bomb Israel. So let's move on to EarthNewspaper.com. Thank Jeff Rents and thank Mark R. Elsis for carrying my show in their different forms. Jeff carries it on rentsradio.com and Mark references it quite a lot and turns it into different things, videos and all sorts of stuff on earthnewspaper.com, and that is where we are now. Video at the top, how inflation enriches politicians and the 1%. 13-minute video there from rumble.com. And then his quote of the day is, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. That's one of my favourites. It's from John F. Kennedy. And he's got a Ben Garrison graphic under that about Bill Gates wanting to block out the sun. So go over there and have a look at that. Let's see what's going on with censored.news. And I've been referencing the last few weeks how the InfoWars feed here is still showing the latest headline from January the 29th, and I was wondering if there was some fallout between Mike Adams and Alex Jones, but it turns out that Mike Adams was on InfoWars last week. He was actually hosting it for a bit. It was a show that the other guy who does the War Room show, Owen Schroyer. So Owen Schroyer was standing in for Alex Jones, I think, first hour, and then Mike Adams stood in for him an hour after that, or what have you. So there didn't seem to be any problems there, but there's certainly a problem with the InfoWars feed on censored.news. But the top of the hand-picked breaking news headlines are, is rather, top Israeli spy chief exposes his true identity in online security lapse. A variety of different things here. The Rock says he regrets supporting Biden in 2020 and will not be endorsing him in 2024. Zimbabwe launches gold currency to replace dollar. Be interesting to see how that long that lasts. So let's move on to beforeitsnews.com, our top 10. And this is the top 10 stories as of 8:09 a.m. UK time, Saturday, April the 6th, 2024, which is actually the start of our tax year. So just scrolling down here to number 10. Went up 11 hours ago, got 100 people viewing it. New Wano 7 drops bombshell update. Trump's imminent return sends shockwaves through political landscape. It's amazing how similar these headlines are to the ones in previous weeks, isn't it? Number 9 went up 59 minutes ago. 125 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford update, April the 5th, 2024. This is it, folks. Number 8 went up a day ago. Got 128 people viewing it. Explosive interview with David Keith Quigley, a.k.a. John F. Kennedy Jr. Yes. Number 7 went up 10 hours ago, got 132 people viewing it. New Steve Quayle, the gates of hell are exploding open as global mayhem accelerates. Well, that's got 132 people viewing, 10 hours ago it went up, I think I said. And that's the one I've got queued up to give them a last chance to see if they'll talk about something interesting rather than satellite phones. Number 6 went up 17 hours ago, got 132 people viewing it. Bo Polny, Emergency, Hours Remain, these events on April the 8th, a must video. Number 5 went up 7 hours ago, got 175 people viewing this one. X22 report, prepare yourself for the next 7 months. Deep State will push everything. The shift is happening. Number 4 went up 8 hours ago, got 179 people viewing it. And we know the storm is upon us. J6 hostages, justice, crimes against humanity, some of all fears. Number 3 went up a day ago, got 181 people viewing this. New Julie Green exposes the untold truth behind April the 8th, 2024, a riveting revelation in unveiled. Number 2 went up 9 hours ago, got 266 people viewing it. Friday, April the 5th, unmerited attacks, the price of exposure, Trump's endgame, the flip, Mike Gill, and then the headline runs out. And number 1 that went up only 5 hours ago, got 361 people viewing, situation update, new intel on solar eclipse, biological attack confirmed, earthquake hits in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, AI system used for Gaza bombing. Okay, so let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me today while I'm talking to you, episode 113, the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning the Eurovision Song Contest. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.